The next chamber that I enter into is the chamber of contracts. And I'll have the soul part, if I find it already, come with me. Sometimes it'll be in another chamber. And in the chamber of contracts, sometimes I'll see a person writing in a blackboard, I will be or I will not be. They'll be writing out their contract for me or writing it on a writing tablet on a table. And I'll help them to renegotiate that contract there. One time I found an 11-year-old boy in a school uniform with shorts and a tie and a jacket writing out, "If I am myself, I will die. If I am myself, I will die." And I asked the boy to tell me what we should change this to. And it began to change. The first thing he did was to take the "if" out and write, "I am myself and I will not die. I am myself and I will not die." And then that changed into, "I am myself. I am myself and I live. I am myself and I live myself." And we tried on different variations until we came up with the one that felt right. That one was, "I am myself and I am alive." This became the new soul contract. And in the Chamber of Treasures, we found a disc. We found a silver disc, which I was rather mystified at what it was, but it was gifted to me by an old medicine woman, hands it over to me like a platter, and I bring it with me. We call on the power animal to come back. That child comes with us, not the wounded child, because we don't bring the wounded side back. That part has continued to live within my client. What we bring back is the unwounded, the whole self. So I invited that child to come back. I brought this disc with me and a power animal that accompanied us, a wolf. And we dive back into the waters. We thank the gatekeeper, go back into the waters and let the waters carry us where we rested. And here is a critical part because we have to keep those soul elements with us. It's not enough to bring back information. It's not enough to say to our clients, "I know that when you were little, you were chained up and tied down and felt that you could not be yourself." They already know that. And in many instances where people claim to be doing soul retrieval, all they're bringing back is information. The soul part has to come back with that quanta of energy, of life force. So it's in that transition between the worlds that the soul part can get lost. So I lie down where I rested previously, let the waters wash through you, wash through me in this case. Cleanse away any energies that I cannot bring into our world and come back up through the bedrock, past the roots of the great trees, the rich, moist earth, into my body, and then blow the soul part into my client, to their heart, or into any other chakra that I'm called to. Blow the spirit animal, the wolf. The wolf taught my client how to be free, independent, and at the same time to be part of a pack. So how to be with her family, because my client was feeling terribly tied up by his current family, by having to raise two kids, how to be completely loyal to your family and to have your freedom at the same time. And then this disc went into his forehead, and it was going to be a disc that would open up his vision